Hey, welcome to the Stop Marketing Now podcast. My name is Tobin Slavin. Stop marketing now. Do this instead. What is the this? You have to stick around for the end, to the end, and I'll share that with you. So I'm going to do a quick podcast today because I'm actually on my way to a meeting, but I wanted to share this because it's on my mind. So here's the backstory. Some of you may know I used to be a basketball coach. So I grew up playing basketball. I was a mediocre basketball player. I was pretty good as a basketball coach, I think. And sometimes I miss those days, but I continue to have a love of basketball. And last night I was watching the Celtics play. So I'm from Maine, grew up being a big Celtics fan. And last night they were playing Oklahoma. And if you guys aren't a fan of sports or you're not following this team, the story is, you know, they have a lot of young, talented players. People have big expectations of the Celtics. And they started their season. I think last night was their fourth game. Yeah, Brian's going thumbs up. Yeah, go Celtics. Brian's a boyhood friend and bigger Celtics fan than I am, honestly. Bigger New England fan. But here's the story. The Celtics have really been struggling. They've been, you know, just scuffling along so far, even though they're very talented. They have so much talent on their team. It hasn't all come together yet. And there's a lesson in this for all of us. Doesn't matter if you're in business, an entrepreneur, whatever your profession is, wherever you're at in life, there's something to learn from what's happening. So last night I'm watching the game in Oklahoma, and they put up 16 points in the first quarter. They were just, everything that they did looked like it was so hard, like pulling teeth. In fact, it was so painful to watch. I actually turned it off at halftime and just said, you know, they're in that place, and we all feel that way at times when we're struggling, when we're scuffling along, things just aren't happening. In business, this sometimes feels like life and death, because if you need to make the sale, you need that income to come in, you need to support your business, even support your family, it feels like a life and death struggle. And when you're playing a game like what the Celtics were doing last night, it's the same thing. You're losing and you're just down. You're just, you know, everything feels like it's down. This is a lesson that I learned years ago in my coaching days, and now I'm applying it in what I'm doing with business. So this week we're launching our Conversations at Scale program. It's a group coaching program. But I'm injecting what I learned as a coach. And I saw the Celtics, all credit and kudos to Brad Stevens, the Celtics coach. But he went in at halftime. Talk to the guys, you know, you can imagine walking into the locker room, the heads are hanging down. They know they're good and they're not playing well. And that's such a frustrating place to be. In fact, I bet some of you feel the same way right now with what you're doing in life. You know you can do more. You know you can get more flowing, right, coming your way. It's just not happening yet. So what he said was, look, we're getting good shots. Like that's not easy to do in the NBA, right? So they're getting the shots that they want. The shots weren't falling. They weren't making them, but they were getting them. And he said, for the most part, we're playing pretty good defense. Like they're actually in the top three teams in the NBA for their defense. So they're focused on the process. And that's what you have to do in your life as well. So if you want to make changes in your physical body and your fitness, you have to focus on the process, right? Not what the scale says, but what are you doing on a day-to-day basis? If it's in your business, what are the steps that you're taking to bring in leads, to, you know, break down that process? That's really what we talk about in our program, in my business, is breaking down how do we get more conversations and with the right people. That's the process that we focus on. Because if all you think about is getting the sale, getting that next client, getting that win, then you tighten up and the shots don't go in, and that's where the frustration comes from. So what did Brad Stevens do at halftime? He said, look, you're doing the right things. We're going to keep focusing on the process because good things are going to happen if we just keep doing that. And let's get back to having fun. And in fact, that's what we're doing in our program as well. I'm looking at ways to make it playful, make it a game, make it fun again. If you're in business, you got into it for the freedom, for the fun of it. You didn't get into it to be a drag. I didn't. You didn't. Anything that you're doing in your life, you didn't get into it for it to be a drag, right? You've got to find the fun in what you're doing, and you do that by focusing on the process, and the good things are going to happen. So what did the Celtics do? They came out, they scored 40 points in the third quarter, ended up winning the game. So, you know, that was sort of just a micro moment that I was thinking about today. But the lesson in that for you and for me is that when we focus, you have to focus in on the process, not the end result. We want the outputs. I don't deny you that we all want that. But if you focus on that, you're going to end up being tight. You're not going to make the shots, and you're probably not going to get the results that you're looking for. But if you can find a way to have fun with the process, good things are going to happen for you and for me. So this is the Stop Marketing Now. It's a very short one today. Stop Marketing Now podcast, because I want you to stop your marketing now. I want you to do this instead. And this is to have a conversation like what you and I are doing today, sharing the information. I hope you enjoyed this, and I'll catch you on a future episode.